First off, Lisa, thank you so much for joining me today on Windspeaker Media. You've been inducted into the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame. I just got to ask, of course, how does it feel to receive this kind of recognition? And what does it mean to you at this point in your career?
Oh, boy. There's so many layers to this. First of all, I'm super grateful. I feel very blessed. It's overwhelming with all the memories and pictures that have flashed through my mind going through these last four decades of my career. And I feel really good about having this at this time in my life because I know that I've accomplished so much, but yet there's still so much more to do. But I do love, I'm just really enjoying this moment right now in time.
Oh my goodness. Well, congratulations. That is so special. And though the exhibit has just been set up and you may not have seen it yet, we know a couple of special items are featured. Can you tell us the story behind your very first handwritten lyrics for Country is the Best of Me from 1985?
Yes, Country is the Best of Me. Oh boy, I used to sit out in the backyard. We lived on a couple of acres in Surrey, and I would write my songs, and you know, I thought, well, other people write songs, I guess I better try that too. So this was my first one, very honest about loving country music. I got made fun of a lot at school, so that was part of the song. And then I also had this dream of going to Nashville, and that's the second verse. Driving down the road in my little pickup truck, I hope to get to Nashville with just a little luck. Yeah. So I didn't exactly get there in a pickup truck. I went by plane, but I did go.
That is so exciting. And another standout item that is going to be on display is the wedding dress you wore on the cover of the Patsy Cline Project. What inspired that choice and what memories does that dress carry for you?
Oh, that dress on my wedding day, I wore that. And I told myself I didn't want a dress that was poofy. I didn't want a dress that was strapless. That's exactly what it is. It's poofy and it's strapless. But it was the right dress. That was a very, very special day, of course, with my husband, Paul. But, you know, I'm a thrifty gal, so I thought, hey, this would also be great on an album cover. So I decided to put it on the cover of my Patsy Cline album. That dress has so many stories, memories. It's really special. So I hope that people will get that vibe from it when they come and have a look.
This exhibition, it does capture key pieces of your story, who you are, everything about your music. But if you could add one more item to represent your journey in country music, what would it be and why?
You know, possibly my guitar. I would never add it because I wouldn't want to give it up. Mm-hmm. But in, you know, thinking about the question that you just asked, if I could actually have it there and have it with me at the same time, I would have my guitar there because that's where I write my songs. That's what I take on the road with me. I play with the band, you know, all those things. And it also holds so many stories and memories, and it's special. So maybe that.
Oh, that's amazing. So being a part of this Hall of Fame exhibit is also about legacy. And before I ask this next question here, I do have to know, I love asking this question. The first time you heard your very first song on the radio, man, that must have been so exciting for you. How did it feel? Where was this moment? How did it happen? Tell us all about it.
Okay, I do remember. I remember this moment. It was my song, Daddy Sing to Me, my very first single. It was written by Ron Irving. I was in the kitchen at home I remember we had this really colorful carpet in the kitchen back when you had carpet in your kitchen. And there was a Ghetto Blaster on the shelf, and CKWX was playing, which was our country station there. And all of a sudden, there it was, the little mandolin with do-do-do-do-do-do, and there it was. We turned it up, went running through the house, it's on the radio, and it was very exciting, very exciting.
Oh, I bet, just running around the house, just singing along to it, that would have been so cool.
Yes.
Now, being a part of this Hall of Fame exhibit is about legacy. When fans walk through and see your display, what do you hope they take away from your journey in country music with this?
I hope that people are inspired by it. There may be some young people coming through, or maybe some older people coming through who are new and want to get into this business. They want to write songs. You know, if I can do it, anybody can do it, because I'm just a regular person when it comes right down to it. I mean, if you ask my 60-year-old daughter, she'll tell you. There's nothing fancy about me. But I just hope they see that. I love that I have the lyric from early on and then the dress from later. So it kind of is sort of the whole package in a way, getting married, recording, traveling, all the things. You know, I hope that people are inspired and know that they can do it all too. You can do whatever you want. And your success is not defined by what somebody else thinks. It's by your joy and your happiness and what you want to do for yourself.
You're an absolute icon in Canadian country history, and so many young artists do look up to you and your music. Is there anything else you would like to add to that message to say to young artists these days?
Yes, and I love to answer this question because I just want to tell them to be themselves, figure out what you stand for, what you believe in, and hold on to that tightly, because many people will come in and want to put their own ideas and own agendas on what you do. And some of them might be good. There's nothing wrong with taking advice from people, but just know who you are. And if you don't know that, well, then find out, because when we're young, we don't always know. But just find out. For me, it's also a spiritual thing. I do a lot of praying. I take Jesus with me wherever I go. So, you know, if you can do that too, that'd be great.